This is Studio 360, and I'm Kurt Anderson. And this is a piece by the young Australian composer Ben Frost, who now lives in Iceland. His new record is called By the Throat. It's really not quite like anything I've ever heard. If there were a soundtrack to your dreams or nightmares, this could be it. But it isn't all scary. Just as the music builds to this gritty crescendo, a quiet piano will slip in. Ben Frost, welcome to Studio 360.
Thank you very much.
Moments of this record feel dark, as I've said, and spooky, and as though one is lost in the wilderness or in some post-apocalyptic landscape, and it's called By the Throat. Is there a story here you're trying to tell?
For me, this record represents, if anything, you know, in the sort of long line of what it is I do, a fundamental shift in color and sort of and lighting. You know, if you know, a lot of people have put that down to sort of my living in Reykjavik and my time in Iceland, and I, sleeping in a tent, fishing, hunting, being outside, getting cold, like getting wet, like all of these things for me somehow are related to this record, where and that's where the animals came into it. Furthermore, it was also about most of the animals that I was gravitating to were sort of pack animals, animals that had a sense
of wolves and whales.
Yeah, that had this sense of sort of unified instinct or something, and everything with this record made more sense when it started to become
a group,
some kind of larger than the sum of its parts thing.
Well, speaking of packs, let's listen to another track off the record. This is The Carpathians.
I mean, even just listening to that now, I don't know, maybe it's really self-involved, but that really, even now affects me. And I think that's primarily to do with the fact that there is something inherently powerful about those sounds, And the thing with the wolves kind of started was there's a British sound artist called Chris Watson. He made this record, which was a series of different recordings of animals, most notably this one where he put contact mics on a zebra carcass and waited for the vultures to turn up and start ripping it apart. And just the inherent violence and...
Speaking of visceral.
Yeah, and it's terrifying, and it's absolutely captivating, and there's not a moment of melody or harmony in there, but somehow it's more engaging than... And more powerful than any piece of music I can think of, and I became fascinated with that record, and at the same time I was listening to a bunch of recordings I found online of timberwolves in North America.
So you've got the sounds of these wolves, but the music throughout this record has a very industrial sound as well, kind of scratchy effects on top of these big, deep bass pulsations. And it's hard sometimes to know what's organic and what's electronic. Let's listen to another track. This one is called Kill Shot. What is happening here? What are we hearing?
Literally, every sound that you're hearing is derived from a piano.
Really?
Yeah. Mostly, it's just varying sort of preparations of a piano. those sounds that kind of feel like they're sort of being sucked out of in and out are just piano chords, shapes that have been sort of mostly reversed, slowed down, sped up.
Is that all in your head? I can't imagine what a notation of that piece of music would look like.
I mean, a lot of that stuff does start with very simple melodies. You know, I suppose that is maybe one of the things about my music that, I don't know, that I hope allows people to connect with it.
Is it hard to figure out how to translate what this highly studio-based work into a live, entertaining live performance?
Yeah, it is hard. It's really hard. The thing I'm most concerned with in a live setting is the impact of it in a visceral way. And I think also that's my primary concern in the studio, but you can pretty much go into any city in the world and find some guy playing behind a laptop, you know. And you know, to be fair, that's basically what I do, but
meaning you want some more theatrical effect, essentially?
No, what I'm interested in is that it somehow transcends music and becomes more of a physical, emotional experience where you have to sort of either commit to it or run away from it. I'm not interested in sitting in the middle. It has to kind of...
And how do you do, for instance, how do you do that?
Well, I mean, you know, if you've ever listened to my record loud, you know, you begin to get a sense of it, but it is a really physical thing.
The neighbors will complain.
The neighbors complain. I mean, the last time I played New York, I bought down an air conditioning system, you know. That's where it starts to work for me, you know.
Some of the music is very conventionally beautiful. I'm sure I'm going to pronounce it wrong, but...
Hibakusha?
Yeah. Which we'll listen to a little bit of. And we're hearing wind instruments there as well, aren't we not?
Yeah.
What are we hearing?
Well, the sort of stringed instrument that sounds kind of like a dulcimer is essentially four or five different kinds of pianos kind of mashed together to form this sort of one slightly obtuse, slightly unrecognizable instrument. And then the rest is trombone, actually.
People tend to describe your music as cinematic.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think?
I guess because it has the potential to invoke a narrative, you know, and I think that we are inherently all storytellers, and we all like listening to stories and telling stories, you know. I mean, you know, I have a 5-year-old daughter, and she will, you know, if given the chance, you know, if given the choice, she will take a story told to me by me to her in the dark over something that comes out of a book any day of the week, you know.
So your 5-year-old daughter?
Yeah.
What music do you play with for her?
I mean, actually, what's interesting is that ever since that record was finished, I mean, she is constantly asking to listen to The Wolves. And that is actually quite interesting to me, is the way that children are inherently fascinated by anything that scares the shit out of them, you know. And I think there's a lot to that, you know. There's something to be taken from that, you know, the best kind of story you can tell a kid is the one that, you know, just frightens them a little bit, you know.
Does she ever have nightmares after listening to those scary howling wolves?
I don't think so, but if she did, I mean, you know, she can always just crawl into bed with me, right?
Yeah.
So.
Ben Frost, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Ben Frost's new record is called By the Throat, and you can hear a full track from it at our website, studio360.org.